Hey everyone, it's Mary Lou from Rated Oz Radio, and I have my very special guest tonight, Craig Goss from Method Tattoo Coffee Bar. Craig's a wonderful tattoo artist, so tell me, Craig, how did your journey as an artist begin?
Well, I probably started art when I was a child. Okay. Like most artists, we're kind of driven to draw or paint, and I really didn't know what I was going to do when I left school. So I did, you know, a myriad of jobs, and my employer got me to do some artwork for them at a jewelry shop. And I was racing motorcycles at the time, and I decided I wanted to paint a helmet because I wanted to look different out there because I wasn't fast, but I wanted to look good.
Yeah.
And I just got painting, and I fell in love with painting for the motor racing industry. I fell in love with getting creative and putting bright colors on my helmets and all the, you know, all the guys' helmets that I was racing against or that were in the field that I didn't race against. I thought, you know, it was a bit of an honor. That's a simple version of how the journey began.
Yeah. And yeah. I've noticed you've got some very special
leather suits. Yeah, I've got a collection of bits and pieces from the years of painting for different guys. They became good friends.
Oh, great.
So some of them gave me some things to put up. Some of them I've given to my friends that are more into it than I am, and so I've just got a few bits and pieces lying around, but quite a few helmets still.
Yes, you've got a great collection downstairs, and I understand you actually did one for Pink, is that correct?
I did, yeah, I painted for Pink. She was promoting the V8 supercar series, I think, some years ago, and the governing body, the management company that ran V8s, contacted me and asked me to do some promotional stuff, which I'd done a fair bit of stuff for them, so I had a relationship. Oh, and great. I did this really funky helmet for Pink.
She would have loved that.
I hope so. Yeah, it was one of my favourites. Okay. I didn't hear from her, but apparently they said she loved it.
Yep.
So, you know,
that's cool. Take their word for it. I'm sure she did. She's a pretty amazing artist. Beautiful feather in your headcase cap. It used to be called Headcase Designs.
Wasn't it? Yeah. Well, I did a helmet for Pink, and I also did a tattoo of Pink's portrait on a client. And at the concert, she held her arm up and yelled out to Pink, or her, what's her name? I can't think of her name now. But anyway, she got her attention because she said her name, not Pink.
Yeah.
And she came over and she saw the tattoo and she loved it. And then she had a pen, so she signed it.
Oh,
and so she came back the next day. And so I've had two kind of interactions with doing stuff that you know, about Pink.
Yeah.
Not that I'm a big fan, but I know she's a great chick. But I thought it was really, yeah.
Yeah, cool. Wow. Yeah. Well, things happen in threes. You never know.
Yeah.
So what's your most favorite thing? Is it the design or just the inspiration? What is the most favorite aspect of being a tattoo artist for you?
I think the freedom to create. And when you've got a client that comes in with an idea and they're not quite sure what they want, but they trust you to come up with something. And when you do, sometimes that can be really healing, because some people have got pieces they want done that are specific to an event in their life, the loss of someone, the achievement of something, getting over something, moving forward. There's been some amazing experiences where I've done things for people that I've become quite close to. And you can see them almost healing, you know, at that moment when they actually look at it finished and they're proud and they're happy and they feel like they've made this step. I had one amazing guy who had a horrific motorcycle accident. And he lost the use of his right arm, and he had big problems with his right leg. He nearly died. In fact, he did die in the crash, but he was revived multiple times. He was flown to the hospital, but he was in a bad way, very, very bad way. And then there was the psychological drama that comes with that and the healing. And after that happened, a couple of years after that happened, he came to me and asked me to do a phoenix on his ribs.
Yes.
So we came up with a really cool design, and he sat for 2 days straight, and he got this coloured phoenix put on his ribs. and it was huge. And he sat perfectly. He did not complain. He just sat, and he was a lovely guy. And at the end, he got up and he looked at the tattoo in the mirror, and he looked at that side of his body, and he looked at me, and he said to me, "This is the first time I can look at this side of my body and be happy and be proud and look at it with joy." And that meant everything. And I thought, wow, I've really changed his life.
Wow.
So,
yes.
Yeah.
Something so significant.
It's those moments that really make the difference. You know, everyday moments are great. Just seeing a client happy and walk out with a smile on their face is fantastic.
Yeah.
But that was really special.
Yes. Yeah. Very significant. And it is like the phoenix from the ashes that rises again.
Exactly.
You
know,
you uplifted that part of him so he could have that exhilaration, that feeling of, wow.
Yeah.
Look at me now.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Good. It was good.
It must be so moving for you to do all those things. Is there any aspect you don't like about the industry, or?
Well, that's a hard one, isn't it? I think that the frustrating thing can be people put so much emphasis on price and how long things take. And as far as I'm concerned, everybody's unique. They've got a different way of doing it. As long as you put your heart into it, and nobody's being a millionaire out of this. You know, there's nobody walking away with suitcases full of money like the assumption is. We're all working pretty hard, and our focus is to do the best we can, especially my artists. Yes. They're so driven to be amazing at what they are, and they are all amazing, and they're all very honourable people, and they really they bend over backwards for their clients. So I think that sometimes you'll get the assumption that we're all charging, you know, so much money, or we're all, you know, we're competing with each other. People want to, you know, and I understand, look, price points, everything in a modern world, because not everyone's got that type of money to throw around sometimes. But I think when you know someone's putting their best effort to do something for their client, you don't want to be haggling over small change.
No, or, and you also, like for somebody that hasn't had one and that is about to have, I mean, that's something that's permanent.
That's right.
Pretty much on the body. That's with them for life. Yeah. That's part of their skin.
Yeah.
That's part of who they are.
Yeah.
So it would have to have, you know, some meaning, and they want somebody who gets them and has that insight and that understanding of what it is they're trying to probably convey. Or so that your artist and you yourself have been, how long have you been an artist now?
Well, I've been an artist, self-employed artist, since I was 23. What's that, giving away my age? I'm 48 now, 20 plus years. Yep, exactly 25 years.
Wow.
So it's been a while.
And you've got quite a reputation, and all your staff, I've noticed, you're the other artists that work here with you, admire you, and I'm sure you've set an incredible example, and through your clients, which has built over the years, because most people have heard of you that I've spoken to. So, you know, we're delighted to have you speak with us today.
Oh, thank you.
Do you admire any other sort of artists?
And I admire everybody.
Yeah.
Look, my artists, I admire them, all of them. They all impress me. They all teach me something. I might be I might be the one that's been tattooing the longest, but their enthusiasm, their desire, their abilities, I'm absolutely in awe of what they can do and what they do and the way they do what they do. And there's plenty of others around the world and around Australia and around this suburb.
Yeah.
There's just people that come out of the woodwork all the time, and I look at what they can do, and the world's full of geniuses.
Yeah.
And the world's full of, you know, people that have just got that passion to create.
Yes.
And
well, that's really aligning with who you are as an artist, that creative side of us. That's why we have this amazing imagination, and why we love to dream and just visualize things. And when I think you get inspired by other people or their story, you know, it just takes you to another place, I would imagine.
Yeah, of course it does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then from there, that journey continues, and it just, and I suppose when your clients are finished, like the one you were speaking of before, it, like, you know, it moves them and it takes them to a different level yet again.
Exactly.
And that is a healing thing, to come from something so traumatic and then to be able to find that healing in that and to understand, well, look at me, I've come this far and I've overcome a lot of that. It's still there, but it's something that I can look at now and just go and remind myself, yes, I have risen from the ashes. I'm
But art does that for people, you know, whether it's music or art.
Yeah.
I think we all find healing in music, art, architecture, movies, any form of art.
Yeah, it's that creative.
Let's us escape. Let's us dream while we're awake.
Yes, yeah. That's right. Mm. And we never, ever lose our dreams. They never go away.
No, they just
they're always adjust. There. Yeah. So... are you more of a visual or audio person for your inspiration, or do you like
both? Well, what with, yeah, definitely visual. Music's my other passion, as well as nature. But yeah, if I'm doing artwork, obviously my inspiration comes from, well, I get multiple inspirations actually. I can get my inspiration from traveling and finding things, but it's all vision. It's seeing other artwork I've never seen. It's seeing other, you know, sculptures, landscapes, those things, everything.
All the different lines and shapes.
Sure. And nature textures. Just has so much color. Oh. There's just so. One of my very close friends is a photographer, and we paddleboard a lot, and we do a fair bit of traveling around, finding new places to explore, and his photos are phenomenal. And I get a lot of inspiration out of that as well.
Yeah, for ideas and people are looking for that.
Yeah.
Sure. So do you ever kind of collaborate, or are you just collaborating with your client, or do you ever collaborate with other artists?
Have I do. I've started doing some collaboration work with one of my artists here, Kevin. He's a genius. He really is. He came to me years ago and he wanted to learn. And I said, sure, I'll do what I can to help you. And I knew he had it in him. And he's come so far. And I look at his work now and I look at what he can do and his imagination. And I'm pushed by him. You know? And collaborating with him is a joy. Because when we come up with something, it's almost like there's this little bit of competitiveness in there. And we look at each other and go, what are you going to do? And what are you going to do? So, you know, and all the respect in the world, because I absolutely admire what he does. So I feel honored to be able to sit down and come up with something and do it together with him. And, you know, like I say, he pushes me. So, yeah, it's fun to collaborate with him. But I'd like to collaborate with all of my artists.
Yeah.
They're all got something different.
So how many have you got here?
I've got a rotating bunch of artists. Mm-hmm. And they all kind of look after their own books and, you know, their own bookings. So I don't push them.
Yeah.
They do what they want as they want.
Yeah.
I think that it needs to come naturally, so I allow that to flow. I don't want them to be sitting here all day and working and working and working. They've got families, they've got friends, they've got things they love to do. So I try and get them to, you know, give up some time and go and do their thing and live.
And they do different sort of work to you? Do they have their own individual style? Or?
Yeah. Ashley is more of a traditional-based tattoo artist. She does a lot of animation and, you know, she's got that style that's very vibrant, very cartoon.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's clever. She's got a totally different style to me. And Kevin and I are very similar, and that's why it kind of works when we do our collabs. Yeah. And then we've got a new girl, Mel, and, well, she's kind of similar to Ashley, and she's doing a lot of traditional style, but she's got a really fun approach to it.
Yeah.
And so she draws a lot, and she's really, really clever. And she's only just started, but I look at her work and I think that it's of the caliber of someone that's been doing it for at least 2 years.
Wow.
So she's brilliant.
How do you know... when you meet some of these artists that maybe want to work with you or through you, through your place, how do you know if they've got that or not? What is it you kind of pick up on? Just is it their
passion? I think it's more they've got to really fit in with the family unit here, because we all care about each other. We all get along. We don't just work together. Yeah. We'll socialise together, not often, but, you know, these guys will get together once every couple of weeks and go out and have dinner and have, drinks. And our coffee shop downstairs, our barista, who is an absolute genius.
Chris
is amazing. And he almost drives that social element. So there's this real camaraderie and real family unit there. And if they get in and get along with each other, then, well, they're halfway there. They've got to be great at what they do, and they've got to show passion.
Yeah.
And they've got to have something different and bring something to it.
Yeah.
But they've got to be part of the team. They can't just come in here being really clever and not mixing with everybody, because there's a certain way that we all work together and there's a certain respect for each other.
Sure.
And there's a certain way that we give each other hell. You know, we really do give each other a hard time, and
in a fun way.
Oh, it's always in a fun way. There's never any nastiness here. We really love each other and support each other, but we give each other hell.
Yeah.
You know, the humor is always thick and flying, and nobody's safe. So it's a good environment when everyone's upstairs and working away and the shop's full.
Yeah.
You'll really pick up on it.
Oh, I've come in a few times and you can hear everyone laughing, and the vibe here is so great and so much fun, and you always have people coming through, and the coffee is just amazing.
Mm.
So Chris is quite award-winning.
Yeah, he's clever.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's so, again, so passionate about what he does.
Yep. Yeah.
He loves it.
Yeah. And that's so driven.
Yeah.
Too, with your whole team. That's why you guys, you know, I've been here so long and the team you've got really works.
I'd like to freeze frame it, because I never wanted to change, as much as change is inevitable. I love this group. They're amazing. They really are.
So when you're designing something for somebody that's got a family member or a pet or some significant time in their life, how do you see your main goal, what you want to achieve for that client?
Well, sometimes they come in with an image that they really want, and that doesn't work, because a picture isn't just a picture, and it doesn't always translate as a tattoo.
Yeah.
So given the fact that you know what will work, sometimes you've got to break their heart a little bit and say, sorry, that piece is not going to work as a tattoo.
Yeah.
And if they're absolutely adamant about that and it means so much to them, well, I'll see what I can try and make that work. But generally, there are certain ways to make a tattoo really come to life,
mm-hmm.
and that's something I've learned over years of looking at other artists and seeing how they do it, and high contrast, heavy contrasts, shadows, something that really brings the personality out.
Yeah,
you really need that personality.
Pops and makes it stand out.
Exactly. Yeah.
So what's your process? Come in for just the outline, and then it's sort of a work in progress, or it just differs?
It all differs. Everything's different, because a size of tattoos, size of where it's going on the body, how long they can sit for.
Yeah.
Because tattoos are painful,
mm-hmm.
and people don't want to sit for too long if they're in a lot of pain.
And if they haven't had it before.
Well, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's all relevant to the size of the tattoo, where it's going. And sometimes people are just working on a budget, so they can only do so much.
Yeah.
Well, actually, everyone's working on a budget at the end of the day. So they'll do what fits their budget, stand for.
Yeah.
In the pain side of things.
Yeah.
So I try and design things, obviously, without thinking about that. I try and design something that I think is going to be phenomenal.
Yeah.
And we work from there. And then, obviously, size. And when it comes to actually tattooing, there are some ways of putting the stencil on and making sure that whole thing doesn't need to be re-stenciled. You can do what we call in the industry as blood lines, which they're very faint lines.
Yeah.
We come back to that once it's healed, and we can use that like a stencil.
Okay.
But generally with the style of stuff that I do, I don't use a lot of lining. I do a lot of shading.
Mm.
It's kind of like a paintbrush, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That must take years of developing techniques, or just
Yeah, and it continues to change because the industry is always changing. Mm. Products are always great. They're always coming out with something new. They're always coming out with new machines or new needles, new inks.
And they're non-toxic, aren't they?
Yeah.
The inks that you
That's
use
right,
here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just for people who want to know.
Yeah, there's no animal products in them.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. And the people here are absolutely lovely. So what would you say is, for somebody that's wanting to come into this industry or that wants to start designing, what would be required if they wanted to try and get into this industry?
Well, I think the first thing is you've got to want it more than anything.
Yeah.
It's like anything that's artistic. It's hard to get into. Mm. You've got to love it. You've got to live it. You've got to dream it. You've got to, you know, believe in yourself. And you've just got to, well, I think with tattooing, I think that the failure in a lot of people is assuming that I want to be a tattoo artist. Well, I think that what you want to do is be an artist first. Mm. Learn to draw, learn to paint, learn to create, learn to put, you know, pick up pencils and draw things and create something. Yeah. Learn to use a computer that way. Do your artwork on the computer. Do your artwork first. Learn to be a great artist.
Yeah.
Because being a great artist is first and foremost. Learning to use the tools is the next step.
Yeah.
So,
well, it's a different canvas, really, isn't it?
Well, that's right.
It's like working on paper. You're actually working on.
Yeah, you're basically using a vibrating paintbrush, on a moving canvas.
Yeah.
That complains a little bit.
Or a lot.
Sometimes bleeds a little bit too. So, yeah.
A funny bone in a few places, I imagine.
That's right.
So. Have you got any other projects coming up here at Method Tattoo Coffee Bar?
Well, yeah, we're working on a bar because we love music.
Yeah.
So, everybody, well, not quite everybody, but most of the guys that work here dabble in musical instruments somewhere.
Yeah.
And we have a couple of bands that come in here and utilize one of our band rooms that we've got set up and practice. And so, yeah, we want to do that. We want to put a bar in and open for evenings on the end of the week, have Sunday sessions.
Great.
I'm blessed to know some amazing musicians that are happy to come here and, or not just happy, they're keen to come here and set up and play.
Okay, that sounds fantastic. The coffee's great, so I can imagine with the people coming through and some of these artists, because you're a guitarist yourself,
yeah,
and an amazing guitarist. I heard you guys play at one of those youths put on by Tribe.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was fantastic.
It was fun.
Everybody up dancing and jumping around, and
it was fun.
At the best time.
Yeah, so, we had a really good time.
Yeah, I'll look forward to some of the artists you're going to have here on those weekends. So I imagine it might be sort of more duo type things.
Yeah, I think I'd try and keep it a little bit mellower. I don't want a big. I don't want to put a band on so much, even though we have the room to do it. Yeah. I want to keep the volume down so we can.
Yeah.
Kind of chat. I've got some friends that are jazz musicians and country musicians that are absolutely phenomenal and doing big things in Australia at the moment. So, and luckily they're friends and they've said, for sure, they'll come and play.
That's great. Mm. Yeah. Oh, it'll be fantastic. So what do you think for yourself? Have you, as an artist, have you learnt, like they always say that life imitates art and art imitates life. What do you think you've learnt by creating things or producing things over the years about yourself, for yourself personally? Has that changed who you are from when you started off just doing, you know, the artwork for when you started off as a young man?
Yeah, for sure. I never really thought about it, but you're right. Yeah, you do change. You do, you know, I think just following your dreams lets you, you know, expand on who you are and what you want to be and where you want to go. We're always developing. We're always changing and growing.
Mm.
I think the whole idea, and this was never going to be a dream of mine to be doing what I'm doing. I had other ambitions as a young guy. And I'm glad I took this journey, I think that the results are better than what I would have had I, well, yeah, but had I gone down the road that I was going down, I was passionately into motorcycle racing. I know that that's a dangerous sport and it's a short-lived career. Anything can go wrong and has for a lot of people. So this kind of was gifted to me because motor racing got taken away when I was, you know, unable to continue racing due to circumstances that
led you to
led me to art. Led me more to art. I was actually doing art there, and that's why I got into art, because I was racing. But this has definitely been a much more, well, healthier lifestyle. And you know, you don't get the injuries you get doing artwork,
but it's more rewarding.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. Ways. It is very rewarding. I get to enjoy every day.
Mm.
I get to hang out with good people every day.
Yeah.
And my clients are fantastic.
Yeah.
And they appreciate the effort that we all put in. So, yes. Yeah, that's its own reward,
yeah.
Is knowing that I'm getting up every day and doing something that I love to do. That's and I walk key. In the door here and everybody here is happy and everybody's having a good time. And Chris hands me a cup of coffee every time I walk in with a smile, and I think, hey, it doesn't get better than this, does it?
Yeah, that's right.
It's pretty good.
I mean, that's what everybody really searches for. That's our quest.
Yeah.
Really. Always yeah. seeking that. That's something more. That's something that's uplifting, that just keeps our passion alight and keeps us moving forward.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask a question like, so if you want to be remembered in your career, or what do you want to be remembered for, most remembered for?
Being happy.
Being happy.
Yeah, giving my guys a good place to enjoy their work life, yeah. And doing good work, doing great work.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not trying to change the world. I'm just trying to make this a good place for everyone to work.
Yeah.
That's more important to me than anything. I really strive to be an award-winning artist for a long time, and I won some trophies and did some things on the on a big scale there for a little bit. But look, I think for me, nice to be rewarded and recognized by your peers and the people that you look up to, and some of the greatest artists in the world are friends of mine that have praised my work and have said, you know, given me absolute, you know, support. But I get more out of being here and working from here with the guys I work with.
Yeah.
I did that traveling thing for a while.
Okay.
For probably 4 years I did the circuit.
Here in Australia?
Yeah, in Australia, yeah. I just like being here.
Yeah.
I prefer to be here and work with these guys.
Yeah.
And they are much more fun.
Your regulars come in. And
yeah, exactly. Yeah, and the pressure isn't on...
Yeah.
When you're going to these big events, the whole competition thing is just, look, I'm just more enthusiastic about seeing my client happy.
Yeah.
It's nice to take home a trophy, but
yeah.
It doesn't really mean as much as you know, it's a very short-lived achievement.
Yeah. Whereas this is more long-term, and now you're offering all these other services here, you know, with your coffee. Cafe downstairs and the bar opening up, so that they can just come around and enjoy different aspects of this place.
That's right, yeah.
So how would you describe yourself in three words as an artist?
That's a hard one. Well.
Would you say passionate?
I'm very passionate. I don't know, I've never really thought about that one. Yeah, I look passionate, happy, and I don't know, just like to keep people enjoying the day here, you know. I don't know, does that really describe me as an artist? Probably doesn't, does it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I look, as an artist.
Well, sort of an uplifter.
Yeah, perhaps, look, I tend to go for positive things. I tend to go for exciting and happy things. Yeah. I don't really do your horror stuff. I think I've done one or two pieces that are a little bit like that. But I don't do things that have got that evil connotation to them.
Okay.
And don't get me wrong, I love tattooing skulls. I don't think they're evil at all.
Yeah.
But
we all have one.
We all do, yeah. So there's no fear there. But, yeah, I just like things that are a little bit uplifting. I prefer to do art that gives people a smile rather than maybe, you know, people seeing my artwork in a shopping centre on somebody. They're not going to look at it and go, oh, that's scary.
Yeah.
You know, they're kind of looking at it going, oh, that's bright. Oh, that's exciting. Oh, that's pretty.
I didn't know that about tattoo. You know, that they can be really colourful and because there's different things. Some people like flowers.
That's right. I do a lot of that. Birds, animals. I do a hell of a lot of that bright stuff. And for the longest time, I used to do a hell of a lot of pin-up images. You know, Gil Elfgren and things like that.
Yeah.
And that's still something that drives me. I love doing portraits. I like doing, pieces that don't really need to explain anything. They're just pieces of art. They're just collaborative images put together that work.
Have you ever thought of maybe writing a book about your career as an artist with some of your different styles featured and like a nice gloss?
Not as an artist, not really. I suppose I could. I've had a very colourful life and I've done a lot of things that are really interesting. I suppose when I'll talk to people about that, the one thing that keeps coming back to me is, you know, is people say to me, damn, you should write this down. You should write this down. But I think, who wants to read it?
People that want to know what this world's like.
Yeah, look, that's true. But I think that I'm happy just to chat about it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I have to find the time to do those things and then the enthusiasm to do it. And I don't know, where do you start?
Yeah, well, it's like every other inspiration. I think when that moment hits you, you just...
Yeah.
Would do it, I guess. Yeah.
So
how do you balance work with play?
I try very hard to get out on the water and paddle. Mm-hmm. I do a lot of stand-up paddleboarding. I love that. It's almost meditative.
Mm-hmm.
It's being in nature. Yeah. And it's exercise.
Yeah, many elements are all around you.
Yeah, I mean, there's days we get out there and it's freezing cold and windy and raining and we still do it. Vaughn, my mate that I paddle with, who's my main paddle buddy, we both push each other and if he says I'm not sure, I say, come on, let's go. And he looks at me and goes, oh, all right. He says I'm mad, but then he goes out or he'll message me and he'll say, you know, it's 30 kilometer hour headwind. Are you keen? Yeah, let's do it. So, I like to get out and paddle. I really do.
Yeah. Do you find that grounds you, being out with nature more or having that space for yourself?
Definitely. Yeah, definitely.
So I suppose being a tattoo artist, when you're always using your creative side and that imagination, is that more head stuff, do you think? And is that why it's good to sort of... wind down and just...
There's a lot of thought. I'm always thinking.
Yeah.
When I'm thinking art or when I'm being creative or tattooing or any of those things, even my time sitting down and flicking through Instagram or Pinterest, I'm constantly looking at images and collecting images that I think are inspirational.
Yeah.
You know, or looking at other artists and what they're doing.
Yeah.
You don't stop working, really. You're always... on the lookout, you're always looking at things. And you know, you walk through a shopping center and you'll see imagery that impresses you on products,
Well,
the marketing companies spend millions of dollars making their graphics, appeal to people.
Yeah.
So I would always be looking at something and going, hey, that's clever. I wonder how that could apply to this.
Yeah.
And I've done that for years when I was doing helmets. I used to do it.
Yeah.
And it works. It really does.
Yeah.
You know?
Always staying on top of your game.
Yeah.
I guess. So these are what I call my six heart and soul questions. So.
Okay.
What are you grateful for?
I'm grateful for the freedom to do what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm grateful for my friends and family.
Yeah.
I'm grateful for my health. So...
That's plenty, and there are some wonderful things to be grateful for.
Mm.
Yeah. Do you think this industry's changed? Have you seen it grown more?
Yeah, definitely. When they went and put those TV shows on in the last 10 years about tattooing from America, you know, LA Ink and Miami Ink and New York Ink, I think it was. That really opened it up. That gave people the idea that, hey, this is cool.
Yeah.
This is interesting. There's art here.
Yeah.
So it's grown dramatically. And people stopped being judged for having tattoos.
Yeah.
I mean, there's still an element of people judging for tattoos. And you know, I find it really disappointing that today you've got guys getting told not to come into, or they can't go into certain nightclubs because they've got visible tattoos. You know, it blows me away. I think it's just absurd. But look, eventually that'll change.
Yeah.
It has to. It's just part of that evolution.
Yeah, and that of society.
Now yeah.
It's becoming more accepted with many different things changing in this world.
Look, in 30 years, or not even 30 years, but in in 20, 30 years, 40 years, you'll see these guys, these old retired pensioners walking around with neck tattoos and hand tattoos and full body art, you know, and these people will be respectable, great souls that, you know, and you'll be looking at them going, wow, okay.
Yeah, wow, there's a
It's
story.
Just part of the life.
Yeah.
In fact, I've seen quite a few older people. I saw a really cool old guy crossing the road recently.
Yeah.
And he was covered. And he must have been in his late 70s.
Oh, wow.
And he was a dude.
Yeah.
He looked like he just picked up his skateboard, actually. He had all the gear. He was wearing Vans. He was just a cool old fella.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, if I could slow down and high five him, I would. he was cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we can grow older, but we don't have to feel old. You know?
No.
Life is here to be enjoyed.
Yeah, so. I still feel like I'm 17.
Yeah. Well, I'm feeling like pretty good.
You remember that far back?
Yeah. I remember back in the day. So, you get clients. Do they come in and maybe they've been unhappy with, say, somebody that didn't quite capture or made a mistake or something, or it wasn't really what they were looking for and they were disappointed? Do you do sort of?
Yeah, look, I try to not really touch that kind of work too often, but obviously the moment I hear someone opening up about that and their disappointment, I think to myself, look, I don't want to see them walk out unhappy.
So can you just change the design or?
Sometimes, yeah. I remember one lady came in, her daughter had passed away, which was tragic enough, and she was only 12 years old.
Gosh.
And she had this tattoo, a portrait of her daughter, and it was terribly done. It was so disappointing. And I looked at it and I said to her, look, I can't touch that up. I can't fix that. I said, I can redo another one for you and do it in color and make it bright and we can do it beautifully. And I did that for her and I was really proud of that piece. It was beautiful. It really worked out amazing. And then what I did with the existing portrait in grey wash, it was a black and white grey wash piece, we call it grey wash, I actually covered it by doing a Marilyn Monroe Day of the Dead face paint and just put a piece over the top of it using the existing tattoo, but changing it up enough to make it completely unrecognizable, and it came out beautiful. I was really happy with it. So in those kind of circumstances, if someone can say to me, look, have a think about it, see what you can do, you know, if they can let me come up with something that I think would be amazing, I'll definitely work with them. And obviously it's circumstances too.
That would have been just so much of a relief for her to have this beautiful portrait then of her daughter. That
it was for me too, because I kept on looking at this tattoo thinking to myself, how can you walk around with that? That's terrible.
Yeah.
It was disappointing. And those type of situations, I get really frustrated with the industry and know that there are some very, you know, average people out there.
Yeah.
And I don't even think they don't mean to, you know,
that's just
to do it. They're just
skill.
Not great.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they think they just assume, I can do that.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
really.
Not that easy.
But you don't take on that type of job.
No.
You know, especially somebody's daughter.
Yeah.
It was hard to look at. I felt really sorry for her. Lovely lady. And look, she walked out happy. And there was a few sessions there and we got to know each other. She was a really cool lady.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, we made made a difference in her life as well too.
Yeah, that was good for me.
You've got to have that heart and soul.
Yeah.
When do you feel most at home?
Oh, I think home is with the right people.
Yeah.
You know, I think you can fill a place up with lots of things, but home is with the right people.
Yeah. And you've got that here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, and what do you think life would be like in an ideal world for you?
This.
You've got it all.
It's pretty good. Yeah. Look, I could do with a little bit more cash flow, I suppose, to free me up with some more things that I'd like to achieve and do. But no, this is great.
Okay. So, well, it's been wonderful having you and very interesting to hear.
Thank you.
Your background and where do you see yourself just continuing what you're doing, getting the bar and the music?
Yeah.
Sort of set up and expanding the coffee shop.
Yeah, look, there's always something new that I'd like to do. Mm-hmm. I don't really, I have a 5-year plan and I have, beyond that, it's kind of open.
Yeah.
I'll see see what comes to me.
Yeah.
I didn't plan this. It's just kind of happened. Right. So
your heart kind of guides you, and when you follow those impulses, in when it presents itself, you know, whether it's a inspiring thing or I'm going to think about that, I guess.
That's right. Yeah. Look, I'll just I'll go with the flow as much as I can, but I'm open to new things. You know, like I say, music and art are my big passions, but I'm really loving what we're creating downstairs with the coffee shop and the bar.
Yeah. And it looks great. It's an amazing decor.
It's got a good collection of art from everywhere. Most of the art comes from me going and doing conventions and walking around conventions and looking at other artists and saying, hey, that's a cool piece, and buying a print and framing it and bringing it back. And there's a lot of other artists' artwork here.
And I noticed you've got a huge portrait of David Bowie. You painted that?
Yeah, that was a bit of a...
That's beautiful.
Though. Yeah, it was just kind of me getting over his death. Yeah. I was a big fan. I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
And he kind of inspired me a lot. I think his music was one thing, but his attitude was amazing.
Yeah.
His approach to art, his approach to his music, his approach to life. And I really prefer him as he got older.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed his attitude and his humour.
Yeah.
Very funny man. And, as he got older, I think he let go of a lot of that ego-based stuff that drove him when he was young.
Yeah.
And he really focused on doing what he loved.
Yeah.
And his family came first. Yeah. Everything was about his family. And obviously he loved his music and he loved what he's created in his past. So he was able to revisit that and do some really cool tours. But his music, his creation, I think from the 90s onwards was just, oh, wow. Phenomenal. He's a genius. Yeah, it's probably the one thing that kind of ignored about his career. His career seems to be focused on the 70s and 80s. Where I really focus on the 90s onwards. And in fact, the painting I did of David was from the album Hours, which came out in the late 90s, which to me was just an amazing album.
Yeah.
And he just looked at peace. He was a cool guy.
Yeah. He'd sort of knew who he was, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And that just seemed to, another extension.
I think that's what inspired me more than anything about him was the fact that he stopped dealing with that ego-driven, personality and just went with the whole, I'm good with this. This is
but
cool.
Anything that's worth, when you're driven as an artist and you have such a passion, you are always going to come up against different hiccups along the way. And he had quite a number of challenges because I don't think people understood his music.
No.
So just like even as a tattoo artist, maybe people haven't understood things, why people do that in the first place. But really it's more, I guess, an expression of yourself or what are most people, why do they want to have a tattoo? Have they ever sort of said or?
Oh, look, there's multiple reasons to that.
Apart from significant events and things like, or remembrances.
It's artwork you can take with you everywhere. You buy a painting, you put it on the wall, you leave it at home.
Yeah, I like that. That's you know? Great.
But
yeah,
this you get to take with you everywhere.
That's beautiful. Yeah. Well, on that note, just love to say thank you so much for your time today.
Cool.
And it's been such a delight to have you. So don't forget, folks, so it's Method Tattoo Coffee Bar, Unit 2, 29 Kenworth Place in Brendale here in Queensland. And you can find all the artists here and Craig Goss Artist on Instagram and Facebook as well, or just Craig Goss. Just I'm sure if you Google him or you look that up, you'll find links to this amazing place. With there's always something happening here. The vibe here is great, and they have the top artists here, and you're such an inspiring artist yourself, Craig, with a wonderful outlook on life, and it's so passionate. And I think people can feel when they come to see you, they can feel that connection with you, and that you know, you come from the heart and the soul. And I think a true artist needs to be able to come from that place to really inspire people. And because it's art and music, all those things that are creative are really just a universal message that connects us all.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
We look forward to seeing what happens with all the extensions and your involvement here. And hopefully you'll come back and talk to us again.
For sure.
With all the changes.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Cheers.